McDonald Max Basketball is on the air.
WOGO, your sports station.
WOGO's coverage of the Max is brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Choice and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, AMPI, Northwestern Bank, Schleppenbach Janitorial, Stelter Incorporated, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Now with the McDonald Max pregame show, here is your WOGO sports team.
WOGO, your sports station.
Well, good evening and welcome to Aliva Strum High School, home of the Lady Cardinals and the Cardinals, in sight of this non-conference game between McDonald Central and Aliva Strum. It's the Lady Max and the Lady Cards, WOGO Sports, 103.1 FM, WOGO.com, live streaming and podcast there. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you courtside here at Aliva Strum, and Zach Wycheck back at the WOGO home base in Halley. McDonald comes into this game looking for win number 19 on the year. They have finished up their conference slate in the Western Cloverbelt, 18-3, finished second at 12-2 in the WCC, just one game behind the Osseo Fairchild Thunder. On the other side, Aliva Strum playing in a very tough large Dairyland Conference. They are 9-10 on the year, 8-5. That is good enough for fourth in the conference. Last time out for Aliva Strum, they knocked off Whitehall on Friday night. Game on the road at Whitehall, 65-37, the final score. Aliva Strum has had winning streaks of 4-3 games this season. They have lost three of their last five as they play in a conference, including Blair Taylor, who's unbeaten in conference and only has one setback on the season. On the other side for McDonald, 54-36, a huge road win at Cadott over a very motivated Hornets program. And again, the big story coming out of that game was Lauren Dietz and notching her 1,000th point in her senior year, despite junior year being very, very compressed in terms of number of games. Great to see Lauren get that accomplishment, Mark.
Yes, it was. It was a great kudos to her. She's had a great career, and again, we're looking forward to seeing quite a bit more of her coming up. So, and again, I kind of heard a little inkling that the Bloomer girls gave Osseo a pretty good run.
They did. Again, I think it ended up being a double-digit loss, 11, 12 points, something like that. But I do believe that they again gave the Thunder some trouble. And I believe the Thunder are dealing with a couple injuries to some starters at the end of the season as well, too. And so hopefully they'll still be able to represent the conference well. I mean, now that the conference slate's over, we wish everybody the best.
Yes, we do. And, everything's set up and the playoffs are set. So, it's going to get interesting now.
And, of course, coming out on Sunday afternoon, we have that for you on the WOGO Radio Facebook page and at WOGO Sports on Twitter. These McDonald Lady Max, a number one seed. Even the computers couldn't deny that McDonald deserved a number one seed, and so they'll be facing Prentice. We'll have it for you here on WOGO Sports on the 22nd of February. McDonald, a 1 versus 16 matchup. And maybe overshadowing that 1,000 points for Lauren Dietz was just the incredible effort that she put forth against Cadott, 11 of 23 from the field, 26 points and 14 rebounds, 2 assists and a steal. Lauren's leading this team at 5'4". She is leading this team in rebounds at 7.7 per game.
I'm watching this coach is getting them all excited to get down there to get at least the last shot off here. And
the JV wins 62-11.
And it was a running clock, so they couldn't stop the clock.
So finished up maybe a little bit sooner than expected. But we're going to break for just a moment from our normal pregame programming here on WOGO and let you know, for those who might be tuning in as they're headed down to Aliva Strum tonight, bring some cash with you and come help out the Gehrke family. So I want to read here from the GoFundMe page. There's a big benefit going on here tonight, basket raffle and donations and a baked potato bar that I believe is going to continue through halftime of the varsity game. So, I mean, if you like your normal concessions, but then you've got a baked potato bar, don't eat supper.
Yeah.
Come down here and enjoy that.
Oh, I love baked potatoes. I really do. Smothered in butter and sour cream.
So, again, here's the situation that's going on here tonight. This is a benefit for the Gehrke family. Jody Gehrke is a father to 3 Aliva Strum students. This is information written by a sister-in-law on the GoFundMe page. Jody was severely injured. Some of you may have heard about this in an accident in the middle of December. He was on the shoulder of the highway loading a recycling bin into his truck. He was completely off the road when a vehicle veered off the highway and hit him from behind and also hit his truck. His 11-year-old son was in the truck and was able to call 911 to get help to the scene quickly. Again, they say our thanks to all those who responded so quickly and got Jody to the hospital. Jody was airlifted to the hospital from the crash site and underwent the first of multiple surgeries. His leg was amputated above the knee. He lost a kidney, his spleen, and part of his intestines and colon. He faces multiple surgeries in the future and will be unable to return to work for some time after he's released from the hospital. There will be substantial medical expenses not covered by insurance, as well as modifications to his home to accommodate his new reality. Jody is married with three children. Again, they're all Aliva Strum students. And she says, my sister-in-law is a teacher and will likely need time away from teaching to care for her husband when he's able to come home. We expect that Jody will be hospitalized for the next month and will then go to a rehab facility. He will face lengthy physical therapy and will need a prosthetic device. There will be ongoing expenses related to the injuries he sustained. In addition, their home was damaged in recent storms and needs roof repairs. Temporary repairs have been completed for the Gerke family's home, but a more thorough job will need to be done when the weather's better. The truck also will need to be replaced. They say this family has faced some hard times, but has always worked together to get through these times and to give back to the community. We, the community, the rest of the family have put this together to try and help them financially. All funds raised will be used to help pay medical expenses and repair remodeling expenses for the Gerke family's home. So again, Mark, we've seen it out here, and again, basket raffles, so many beautiful things put together by teams and members of the community, so you can do that. I believe there's a 50-50, that baked potato bar, and just straight up donations as well to help this wonderful family in the Aliva Strum community.
Yes, well, you know, it's tragic, and it's really nice to see the community come together, and not just Aliva, it's all over. There's a lot of people that are donating, and that's fantastic to see.
So again, we'd ask you, if you're listening to this on the way down, if you can bring your checkbook, bring some extra cash, stop by the ATM if you got a little time, and come help support the Gerke family tonight here at Aliva Strum High School. We're going to take a 2-minute break. We'll step out and be back after this with more of our WOGO pregame show. It's the Lady Macs on the road to face the Lady Cardinals in Aliva Strum. Back in 2 minutes on WOGO Sports.
Current job falling just a bit short. Score a great new career with Mason Companies. Mason Companies is now hiring distribution center team members and customer service representatives. If your career feels like it's sitting on the bench, get back in the game. With Mason Companies, apply online at masoncompaniesinc.com or stop in with open interviews every Thursday from 2 to 5 p.m. at the Mason Companies corporate office, 1251 First Avenue, Chippewa Falls.
Switch your checking account to Royal Credit Union and discover a better way to bank. Royal Credit Union is a financial co-op, not a corporation, so we return earnings to our members. That means you get low or no fees for account services and better rates on deposits and loans. You'll also have all the digital tools you need at your fingertips, so managing your account is easy. Royal is ready to help you discover the credit union difference. Switch to Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/checking-change. Insured by NCUA.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves, with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you, and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Is there a new home on your horizon? Are you waiting for the perfect time to bring it to reality? While you're focusing on ideas and plans, remember to call Boffman Sewer and Septic. They're considered one of the most knowledgeable companies for septic systems and perk tests. They should be the first one you call for installing yours. Boffman Sewer and Septic, 715-595-6004. That's 595-6004, Boffman Sewer and Septic.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Welcome back to McDonald Basketball and WOGO Sports. Live on the road, we headed south to Oliva Strum tonight, home of the Lady Cardinals. We're here with head coach J.B. Grangard of Oliva Strum. And coach, a little up and down with the record this year, but you've had win streaks of 3 and 4 games, dropped 3 of your last 5, but you're playing some incredibly tough conference talent.
Yeah, absolutely. The conference is up right now. You know, Blair Taylor, CFC are at the top of the heap. Melrose Medoro is a great team. We beat them at their place earlier in the year. They came and got one from us here. But our non-conference schedule is pretty tough, too.
Coach, obviously we want to talk about the game tonight, but things more important than basketball going on here at the school with this benefit for the Gehrke family.
Absolutely. It's such an unfortunate situation, and this is, you know, the least that we can do to help support this family through a tough time. And our community has always done a fantastic job of coming together and supporting one another when we're in our biggest times of need. So it's really great to see.
And coach, when you look at your team this year, when you have had those win streaks, when you are playing the kind of basketball that you want to leave a strum to play, what does it look like?
Well, it starts with our defense. I mean, if we're playing well defensively, that translates into energy and effort on the offensive end too. These girls have bought into the defensive philosophy that I've been selling for the last 2 years here, and they've really done a good job. So when we're at the top of our game, our person-to-person defense is second to none.
And when you look at that defense, coach, what's going to need to be in play tonight to slow down or stop this McDonald team? Obviously, they've got some state pedigree and a lot of talent on that roster.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, McDonald's a great team. This is an opportunity for us to take our next step defensively and to be challenged and to learn from the situation. You know, our ball pressure's got to be there. They got some great shooters. We can't allow the easy passes into the post. Ball pressure helps with that. But then most of all, we've just been preaching communication. If we're not communicating well, our defense isn't what it needs to be. It doesn't matter what team you face. So if we're communicating well, we've got a chance.
Coach, we appreciate your time tonight. Best of luck to you and the Lady Cardinals tonight and the rest of the way.
Great. Thanks for being down here. I appreciate it.
That's head coach J.B. Grangard of Oliva Strum back after this with Coach Cooper of the Lady Macs McDonald Basketball on WOGO Sports.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
My name is Tracy Smiski, and I am the market president of Northwestern Bank for the Eau Claire area. Northwestern Bank has done a really good job of selecting people that work very well together and create a team atmosphere that comes through in everything that we do. And building stronger communities where people matter is our mission, and I believe that our employees live that.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Love three-day weekends? How about working 36 hours but getting paid for 40? It's not too good to be true. It's Wasota Tool in Chippewa Falls. Wasota Tool has openings for third-shift CNC machinists with a four-day work week. Starting wages are $58,000 or more with full benefits, 401k, and profit sharing. And you'll get three-day weekends to actually enjoy what you make. If you have machining experience or are currently in school, learn more and apply at wasotatool.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley has two full-service locations, the Eau Claire YMCA and the Chippewa Falls YMCA, both open 7 days a week. Membership rates are among the lowest in the area, and you'll enjoy the gym, indoor pool, weight room, cardio room, indoor track, personal training, yoga, and group fitness classes, just to name a few. Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
We all remember our glory days, catching a touchdown, unleashing the perfect slap shot, or watching your three float through the net. But now, maybe a lingering injury makes those days just a memory. Get back to your best with Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. With their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers, maybe those glory days won't seem so far away. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Visit cvosm.com/WOGO for more information.
Welcome back to Lady Max Basketball on the road at Aliva Strum here on WOGO Sports 103.1 FM and WOGO.com. Valentine's Day night, it's the Aliva Strum Lady Cardinals against your McDonald Lady Max here with head coach Don Cooper. And coach, looking toward the possibility, if you can finish strong, of getting to 20 wins this season too, what are the goals for this team after the seedings have come out, knowing you don't want to show too much, but also make sure that you're playing your best basketball when the tournament starts?
Well, again, we want to end the season really strong, and we want to do the crossover game and this game, make sure that we're healthy going into the postseason, and then just play the way that we've been playing to continue this nice run we're having.
Does your rotation look any different, or how quickly you go to the bench in games like these that don't necessarily matter for postseason standings?
Well, actually, I'm going to start a couple seniors that have worked hard throughout our program and giving them a start tonight, just so that they have an opportunity to start in their high school career. So.
Fantastic. And Aliva Strum, your opponent tonight, again, they've been a little up and down this year. They've had winning streaks of 3 and 4 games, lost 3 of their last 5. They're playing in a pretty tough conference. There's some talent on this team.
There is. And, again, coached a couple of them in AAU. Madison Schultz is really good. Paige Hanner's leading the state in three-pointers. So, again, they got a new system, new coach. So, again, they're just they're battling every night. So it should be. They're playing for an incentive and a benefit tonight. So, again, they're going to come ready to play.
And finally, Coach, win or lose tonight, what does good McDonald Lady Max basketball look like against the Cardinals?
Well, the Cardinals, again, it's just pressure defense and running transition and playing the style of basketball we play and don't let the style dictate anything else.
Well, Coach, we appreciate your time very much. And as you mentioned, again, things much more important than basketball going on here tonight as well with the benefit for the Gehrke family. So we appreciate your time. We'll talk to you afterward. Hopefully we're talking about win number 19.
All right. Well, thank you, Caleb, for the great coverage.
Head Coach Don Cooper, we are back after this with your player introductions and tip-off live from Aliva Strum on WOGO Sports.
Online education is nothing new at Lakeland University. We've been leading the way for over 25 years. We call this learning opportunity Blend Ed, on-site or online. You'll call it the most flexible and convenient way to earn a degree your way. Trust the leader in online learning. Attend classes in real time, virtually from anywhere. Blend Ed at Lakeland University, your only an internet connection away. To learn more, visit lakeland.edu/get-started.
Berry Global, innovators of plastic. Starting out as a small hometown company from Indiana, Berry has grown into a worldwide multi-billion dollar public corporation. Berry Global is proud of its small town heritage and loves being part of the Chippewa Falls community. From roots in America's heartland to becoming a leader in plastics manufacturing around the globe, Berry attributes its success to its loyal team members. Named one of America's most responsible companies. Proud to support Chi High and McDonald Athletics. Berry Global in Chippewa Falls.
Lady Max pregame here on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you, live from Aliva Strum High School, home of the Lady Cardinals, set for this non-conference game between the Max and the Cardinals here on WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. It is time for tonight's Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Mark Maloney, the honor's yours.
Again, I think I'd like to see a quick start here. I mean, Aliva looks like they got some their running shoes on, so it could be a very fast-paced game. Looks like they got some depth to their bench also. So, I think the key is going to be a quick start and see if we can't hit. Watching them in warm-ups, they were hitting the balls and were going through the hoop very, very well. So let's see if we can't get off to a really good start.
Again, McDonald played Cadott even in the second half, but we're up 35-17 at the break, and that made the difference on Friday night. McDonald shot 34% from the floor in that game. 80% from the free throw line, trying to improve a little bit on that 4 of 25 three-point performance, just 16%. But here's a big key. If they can replicate what they did against Cadott, 48 rebounds against the Hornets, that'll win you a lot of games.
Yes, it will. And so they got to, Aliva's not a very tall team here, so they need to crash the boards hard.
That's your Toyson Ford Keys to the Game. You'll find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. We'll step out, your player introductions and tip-off next on WOGO Sports. This is Lady Max Basketball.
Greg Misfeld. I am a vice president, commercial lender with Northwestern Bank here in Chippewa. We truly care about our customers. They're not just a loan number or an account. They're people. And one of the best things working for Northwestern Bank is their dedication to the community. It's an expectation, and you're supported in all aspects when you do get involved.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves, with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you, and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Six Ways Post Glass and Mirror has you covered for anything glass. Number one, affordable auto glass repair and replacement. Two, custom cut glass and mirrors. Three, quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. Four, free mobile service. Five, window screen repair or replacement. And six, endless colors and styles for your perfect custom shower door. Proud to support Chippewa Falls Sports. Post Glass and Mirror, your glass experts. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley has two full-service locations, the Eau Claire YMCA and the Chippewa Falls YMCA. Both open 7 days a week. Membership rates are among the lowest in the area, and you'll enjoy the gym, indoor pool, weight room, cardio room, indoor track, personal training, yoga, and group fitness classes, just to name a few. Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
It's game time here at Aliva Strum. Good to have you with us on WOGO 103.1 FM and WOGO.com. McDonald will be introduced first, the visitors here tonight. And they will start off with Destiny Boffman, the senior guard, number 6.2 points per game. She stands 5'7", 6.8 rebounds per game, and almost two steals per game. Marley Hughes, the 5'9", junior small forward, number 1 at 9.3 points, and 4.5 assists, second on the team, 2.2 steals. Emma Stelter, number 21, the senior forward, 5'6", at 1.9 points, 3 rebounds per game. Also, Sydney Flanagan, the 5'4 senior guard, number 20, 1.4 points, 1.3 rebounds. And Lauren Dietz, the 5'4 senior guard, number 24, leads the team in points at 16.8 and rebounds at 7.7 and assists at 2.0. And Lauren gets nearly two steals per game as well.
And have a new microphone brought in. One mic didn't work.
I was wondering why we were so far behind. We're ahead, rather.
Yeah.
Again, McDonald. Their starting lineup goes Boffman, Hughes, Stelter, Flanagan, and Dietz. The Lady Macs resplendent for the second game in a row with their royal blue uniforms, tops and bottoms with the white numerals, white lettering, and white trim on the tanks and shorts. Aliva Strum will be in their home white uniforms, tops and bottoms with the cardinal red lettering and numerals and the jet black piping on the tops of the tanks and around those numerals and letters. McDonald, coached by Don Cooper, eighth year, career record of 121-64 at the helm of the Lady Macs varsity squad. On the other side, coaching Aliva Strum, JV Grand Guard. They will start Annika Scow, a 5'6" sophomore, number 20, at 2.2 points per game. A senior, 5'9", number 23, Madison Schultz, 6.4 points, 4.7 rebounds. Their leading scorer at 18.2 points per game, junior Jaden Bouch, 5'6", number 30. Grace Clark is a 5'6" senior, number 32, averages 3.0 points and 3.6 rebounds. Their second leading scorer, Paige Hanner, a 5'8" senior sharpshooter, number 40, 11.8 points per game, and 41% from beyond the arc. She's nailed 35 threes on the year. We are set and ready to begin here from Aliva Strum. Again, if you're running a little late to the game, we would encourage you to come and stop in the foyer before you come into the gym and give generously for the fundraiser for the Gehrke family. Again, Jody Gehrke horribly injured in an accident, and father to three Oliva Strum students. They'll have a basket raffle, straight up donations, baked potato bar going through about halftime. Lots of ways that you can contribute and help this great Oliva Strum community. Marley Hughes will jump at midcourt against 5'9" Madison Schultz. So 5'9" against 5'9". We're set and ready to begin, and Hughes taps it forward to Lauren Dietz. Dietz down the right side of the lane, goes right by Bouch, gets her shot blocked, goes up strong, draws the foul from Jaden Bouch, and Lauren Dietz on the second effort will earn a trip to the line shooting two.
First foul on Jaden.
Again, Jaden Bouch at 18.2 points, 6.6 rebounds, almost two assists, 3.5 steals. She keys everything for this Oliva Strum team. First free throw rims out for Lauren Dietz.
We put that on Annika Scout.
So Scout was off for her first, and it's 1-0 McDonald as Dietz, a 78% foul shooter. She's not going to miss two in a row very often.
No.
1-0 McDonald. Right in front of our vantage point here, courtside, Grace Clark, the senior, crosses over across the Cardinals logo at midcourt. Goes right side to Annika Skaug. Up top, Paige Hanner, the senior, rotates left side into the lane. A little bit of a bobble, and that's a travel against Oliva Strum. Down to force an early turnover.
Lost the handle on it a little bit, getting ready to pass it. Missed the ball.
So Marley Hughes will trigger across the timeline left side. Top Destiny Hoffman. Got a good crowd on hand right behind us here court side. Marley Hughes to Nora Dietz, curling into the lane. Dietz hands off Cindy Flanagan, the senior, down the lane. Flanagan flies to the hoop and gets hammered, and she will shoot two. I think that one's going to go in against Paige Hanner, the senior. No?
It's a second on Scout.
Second on Scout. So Scout picks up two quick fouls. Stelter Incorporated strives to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest lasting concrete. Three generations of service and proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. McDonald 1-for-3 from the foul line is Flanagan, a little short on her first. Scout with a smile as she heads to the bench for those two quick fouls. That's going to send in Maddie Bertrang, the 5'7" junior, number 22, averages 3.2 points, 2.5 rebounds. Second free throw off the mark as well for Cindy Flanagan, and the rebound pulled down by Paige Hanner. Jaden Bouch across midcourt. Picks up her dribble. Goes left of the circle. Grace Clark. Leaves the left side 41. For Bertrang, who just came back in. On the right wing, Madison Schultz to Bouch in the lane. Bouch runs one up with the right hand. Got deep penetration, but not able to finish. Emma Stelzer pulls down the rebound. Marley Hughes right in front of our vantage point here courtside. Right side to Sydney Flanagan outside the arc. Up top, Destiny Boffman. Boffman rotates left side. Three on the way. Splash.
Marley
Hughes. And I appreciate you filling me in on who shot that because I couldn't see. The one disadvantage of courtside is you can't always see with our great officiating crew, a three-person crew tonight. As a ball tapped out of bounds, Emma Stelter.
Almost had it picked off.
4-0 McDonald, 16-26. First half. Inbounds right corner, quick three, and the answer, that is Paige Hanner, and that is three number 36 on the year. She shoots 41%. Cindy Flanagan sees a pass get away from the right to the Oliva Strum bench. It's 4-3. The Lady Max with 16-17 remaining first half, and the Lady Cardinals will be inbounding. McDonald showing some backcourt pressure. A little trouble getting it in, but a nice catch by Madison Schultz. Schultz across the timeline. Bounce pass to Bouch. Left block. Bouch turns. Kicks it out. Three on the way from Schultz. Rattles it in. No, I'm sorry. That was Maddie Bertrand.
Yes.
6-4. Oliva Strum, their first lead tonight. Two D5 teams going at it. Destiny Boffman, right wing Emily Cooper, who just came into the game. Cooper McDonald, sharp shooter. Has hit 43 pointers. First one is number 22. And travel on Lauren Dietz.
Well, she must have just taken a little curl hop there.
If you don't want to go out in the cold, the Medicine Shop offers free local delivery and receive up to $20 off over-the-counter products when you transfer your prescriptions to the Medicine Shop. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee. Madison Schultz lost the handle for a moment. Back out to Bertrand. Up top, Grace Clark. Clark finds Schultz across the foul line, picks up the dribble, slides a bounce pass to Bouch. Bouch deep in the paint. Layup hits the underside of the rim, gets her own rebound, and is fouled from behind. Bouch will go to the line shooting two.
Emma Stelter will pick that one up.
Will help your kids develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry. Their board-certified pediatric dentists specialize in the smiles of infants, children, and teens, including children with special needs. Take a tour of the fun, child-friendly Smiles in Motion office at SIM4Kids.com. That's SIM4Kids.com. Bouch hits the first. She's a 62% foul shooter, 11 attempts per game she's averaging. Misses the second. Rebound tracked down, but not able to save it. Destiny Boffin, as she poked it away from Oliva Strum, but steps on the end line trying to save it. 7-4, the Lady Cardinals. 15-25 remaining first half. Oliva Strum will inbound. Holding and waiting, and finally up top to Bouch. Left in the circle. Right wing, Madison Schultz. Schultz fires right down to Bouch over Emma Stelter, and she draws Emma's second foul. And quick succession there. Bouch going to work in the post.
Well, they could have put that one on Destiny just as well.
Abby Petronovic going to sub in here. Add a little height to the McDonald lineup. Petronovic, the 5'10 senior center, number 42. Second on the team in rebounds at 6.8. Jaden Bouch has split a pair of free throws. She'll have two more here. The junior, first off the mark. Royal Credit Union's roots run deep in the Chippewa Valley, positively impacting students, families, and businesses for over 57 years. See how you can grow with Royal Credit Union at rcu.org/roots. Insured by NCUA. Bouch, the junior, second free throw. That one is good, so she's 50-50 from the line here tonight. It's a four-point lead, 8-4 for the home team. Leva Strum leads McDonald. Emily Cooper, right wing. Lauren Dietz coming off that 26-14 night. First three of the night for Cooper. No offensive rebound. Lauren Dietz off the miss from the left wing. Dietz hands over back to Cooper. Thought about taking it from the same spot. Said Cooper runs one up in the lane. She's fouled on the way to the hoop. And that foul is going against number 22, Maddie Bertrand. And it will be a shooting foul. Emily Cooper at the line for a couple. First free throw for Cooper is perfect. Well, are you planning to build a new home? Contact one of the most knowledgeable companies for sewer and septic systems, Boffman Sewer and Septic. Proud to be a Lady Max basketball sponsor on WOGO Radio. Second free throw doesn't go for Emily Cooper, and then an over-the-back loose ball foul on Abby Petronovic. So some foul trouble plagging both of these teams early. 14:55 remaining. It's 8-5. Oliva Strum, and both teams have picked up three fouls.
Yeah. Don't really necessarily need to have those type of fouls.
Bouch and Comfy break pressure. Madison Schultz up top goes right wing. Grace Clark, deep three right side, back bracket, no. Rebound pulled down by Abby Petronovic. Emily Cooper, Cooper looking ahead, a long heave, tipped away, but Lauren Dietz still retrieves it. Her shot blocked on the way up. And Schultz got a piece of that.
Yeah, maybe rushed it a little bit, but
Schultz straddling the three-point arc left corner, driving baseline, dumps it off for Bouch, counted in the foul. Jaden Bouch up strong, and McDonald another interior whistle. Bouch, her first field goal. She has 4 points, 10-5. Oliva Strum has jumped out on McDonald. Sydney Flanagan will take a break. Marley Hughes in.
Sydney got that foul.
It's the team's fourth, the first on Sydney Flanagan. And seeding is already determined. McDonald, a one seed, will be facing Prentice a week from tomorrow night at home. Bouch completes three the old-fashioned way. Give her five, a game high. That's 11-5. Oliva Strum. Petronovic with a high screen, give and go from Cooper. Petronovic shuffles in the lane, can't get the shot to fall, grabs her own rebound, kicks it back out. Emily Cooper rotates left wing. Marley Hughes. Hughes out to Destiny. Or Lauren Dietz, rather, to Cooper. Cooper in the lane, pushes one up with the right hand, gets a nice shooter's roll. And Cooper with three. It's a four-point lead for Oliva Strum. McDonald trails 11-7. Bouch left wing, driving into the lane, kick out right wing, quick three on the way, and two in a row for Paige Hanner. She's got a quick release.
Very quick.
She shoots 41%. She's 2-for-2 tonight. Destiny Boffin straight on. McDonald trailing 14-7. Cooper to answer for three. That one does not hit the rim. Rebound saved by Marley Hughes. Out to Lauren Dietz. Dietz thought about the three, pulls it back. Marley Hughes, right wing, puts it on the floor with the left hand. Out to Destiny Boffman, curling past the foul line. Lauren Dietz. Dietz out to Emily Cooper. Cooper down the lane, pulls up from 10 feet. Back rim, yes. And a nice bounce. McDonald staying within striking distance. 14-9, they trail by five. Cross court pass poked away by Marley Hughes, and Lauren Dietz runs it down along the baseline. Hands by Marley in the passing lane. Emily Cooper up top, right wing Marley Hughes.
Need to convert here.
Hughes long cross court skip. Emily Cooper calling out the offense. Back to Marley right of the circle. Hughes floats it down in the corner. Open look at a three. Lauren Dietz, no. Side of the rim. Offensive rebound, Destiny Boffin. It's stripped away from her and taken away by the Cardinals. Destiny had it for a moment, but trying to clear it as it knocked away. Passed a bouch and a quick reach from behind on Abby Petronovich, and we're going to see Aubrey Dorn for the first time tonight. Aubrey, the 5'11 sophomore guard-forward combo, number 23, 4.3 points, almost two steals per game, and 4.4 rebounds. Lauren Dietz will get a break, and a timeout taken by Coach Grandgard. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds. Lady Max Basketball and Logo Sports.
Is there a new home on your horizon? Are you waiting for the perfect time to bring it to reality? While you're focusing on ideas and plans, remember to call Boffman Sewer and Septic. They're considered one of the most knowledgeable companies for septic systems and perk tests. They should be the first one you call for installing yours. Boffman Sewer and Septic, 715-595-6004. That's 595-6004, Boffman Sewer and Septic.
Current job falling just a bit short. Score a great new career with Mason Companies. Mason Companies is now hiring distribution center team members and customer service representatives. If your career feels like it's sitting on the bench, get back in the game. With Mason Companies, apply online at masoncompaniesinc.com or stop in with open interviews every Thursday from 2 to 5 p.m. at the Mason Companies corporate office, 1251 First Avenue, Chippewa Falls.
Stelter Incorporated strives to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest lasting concrete, three generations of service, and proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. 12:33 to go first half. The home team, Aliva Strum, has come out on your McDonald Max and leads 14-9. Aliva Strum also with the basketball inbounding underneath the hoop after the timeout. Holding, waiting, could be a 5-second count.
There it is.
Good defense is Grace Clark. Could not get the ball in. We saw another inbound play that was close to a 5-second call.
Yep, they did a nice job there.
Emily Cooper slowly walks it across the timeline to pass to Marley Hughes. Left side, Destiny Boffin in the corner, back to Marley. Cross court skip, Emily Cooper. On the left wing, Marley Hughes. Hughes to Cooper. Cooper spots up for three, right at the circle, front of the rim. No, long rebound pulled down by Madison Schultz right in front of Marley Hughes. Schultz slides a bounce pass to Paige Hanner. Hanner left wing. Three on the way for Aliva Strum. Looks good. Is good. That's the second for Maddie Bertrang, the junior. Four made threes in the first 6 minutes. Aliva Strum 17-9. They lead.
Not afraid to launch them either. She was a couple steps beyond the arc.
And this is a, what, more of a 1-3-1 look that McDonald's facing here. They haven't seen that a lot this year. It's maybe the first time, in fact. Aubrey Dorn, right wing, cross court skip. Emily Cooper, Cooper into the lane. Ooh. Runner blocked on the way up. Somebody got a piece of that.
They did.
Grace Clark across the timeline the other way for Aliva Strum. They lead by eight here against McDonald.
Well, you got to play some tight defense on them. We're in a man-to-man defense. We got to play them tight, though, because they shoot the ball quickly.
Schultz finds Bouch. Bouch twists in the lane. No, knocked out of bounds, last touched by the Cardinals. Well, is there a new home on your horizon? It's time to contact Boffman Sewer and Septic, proud sponsors of Lady Max Basketball right here on Logo Radio. 11-10 and counting. First half, McDonald's been whistled five times. Aliva Strum three. Bounce into the left corner. Destiny Boffman immediately drops it down along the baseline, and Aubrey Dorn runs one up from 6 feet. A good soft touch from the sophomore. 17-11, McDonald trails by two full possessions here, facing a barrage from the Lady Cardinals. Emily Cooper's going to check back in momentarily. Ouch, works it around. Right wing, another quick three on the way. Goodness gracious, Paige Hanner has not missed tonight. She is 3 for 3 from downtown. That one straight on over the top of Aubrey Dorn.
Yeah, it wasn't even, didn't even look like her normal shot. She kind of flung that off on her right shoulder.
Lauren Dietz, right wing. McDonald trailing by 9. Aubrey Dorn into the corner. Dietz thought about a 3. Good head fake. Driving left baseline. Kick out left corner. Open look at a 3. There to answer. No for Destiny Boffman. Offensive rebound. Put back. No. Aubrey Dorn. Second attempt at a put back. No. Gets it back. Misses again with the left hand. Gets it back again. Now she wants to kick it out. Instead, she's going to go up and score. And a big fist pump there from Lauren Dietz. Off the work by the sophomore.
Almost had it picked off by Marley.
Also, McDonald has into the game. Well, we got a timeout first. Full timeout. We're going to step out and be back in 60 seconds here on WOGO Sports. This is Lady Max Basketball.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Switch your checking account to Royal Credit Union and discover a better way to bank. Royal Credit Union is a financial co-op, not a corporation, so we return earnings to our members. That means you get low or no fees for account services and better rates on deposits and loans. You'll also have all the digital tools you need at your fingertips, so managing your account is easy. Royal is ready to help you discover the credit union difference. Switch to Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/checking-change. Insured by NCUA.
9:57 remaining here, first half. What a first half for the Aliva Strum Cardinals, the home team playing rude hosts to your McDonald Lady Max. 5 made threes in the first 8 minutes and change, and Aliva Strum leads McDonald 20-13.
Like I said, they launch them, and they're quick.
It's about kind of weathering the storm right now. Right wing Paige Hanner, who's hit 3 of 3 from downtown. Long cross court skip. Back to Hanner, right wing, quick closeout on her. Madison Schultz up top. Maddie Bertrang is at a pair. They'll go left side. Head fake, pull up from 15 feet. That one good for Grace Clark, her first basket. 22-13. We have quite the atmosphere here tonight.
Yeah, they do.
Down the lane, Marley Hughes flips one up with the left hand and a nice touch. Marley's so good with her left, she has 5 points. 7-point game, 22-15, and again, McDonald just hanging around.
They are.
Sub coming in shortly here, Avery Segerstrom, the sophomore in front of the scorer's table. Left block extended, Madison Schultz. Bertrang works around the perimeter. They'll drop one down into the corner. That's Schultz. Schultz fires down to Bouch. She's double-teamed. Back out to Schultz. Paige Hanner rotates left side, threw it away into the McDonald bench, and that's a turnover going to go back McDonald's way as Segerstrom along with Annika Skaug going to come back in. Skaug, who picked up those 2 early fouls. Maddie Bertrang comes out, as does Grace Clark.
That's just about to compliment the Lever girls on how well they moved the ball against McDonald defense, and then they threw it away. But they do a nice job handling the basketball.
Katie Ruff also out there for McDonald, wearing number 15 in the varsity, a sophomore. Marley Hughes for 3, right in the circle, splashed it. Marley Hughes heating up. She's hit 2 from downtown.
She's got a good shot.
22-18. The Lady Max trail by 4 here on the road. 8:20 and counting. Another 3. Can she go 4 for 4? No. For Paige Hanner. But an offensive rebound, and Hanner may get another try at this. Long cross-court skip. High two-handed catch. Segerstrom, the sophomore. Down to the right corner. Back to Segerstrom. Ripped away from her by Aubrey Dorn. Emily Cooper keeping the head up, crosses over, down the left side of the lane, goes between 2 defenders, no offensive rebound, Dorn crashing to the hoop, nice. Goes up strong in a crowd, and she will earn a trip to the line, Aubrey Dorn. Very global. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, she's fighting hard underneath there. She had 3 girls around her, and she just came down with that ball hard.
And Aubrey will be shooting two tonight. She's sitting at 4 points, looking for her first made free throw. Berry Global Innovators of Plastic has grown from their roots in America's heartland into a worldwide leader in plastics manufacturing, named one of America's most responsible companies, and proud to support Chi High and McDonald Athletics. Berry Global Innovators of Plastic. Find them in Chippewa Falls. Destiny Boffman in, Katie Ruff out. Dorn was short on the first free throw. She'll get another shot here to pull McDonald within one possession. They trail 22-18. Dorn's second free throw rolls in. Got a lot of the rim and a nice soft touch there for Dorn, shooting 63% from the foul line. 22-19. McDonald trails by just three. Pass knocked away by Dorn. She saves it back in bounds to Emily Cooper. What a great effort by Aubrey Dorn. Lauren Dietz, right wing. Up top, Marley Hughes for the tie. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Nodding it at 22, Hughes with her third triple.
Got to get the ball in her hands.
We can shoot him, too. Bouch right in front of us. Across the timeline, picks up her dribble. Throws left side. Madison Schultz. Schultz into the lane, picks up the dribble. Drops it back outside the arc. Schultz left block extended, driving baseline. Schultz scoots a bounce pass that's knocked out of bounds. She was looking for Bouch with 7:17 to play. 22 apiece.
Girls did a nice job catching up here. Tied them up at 22.
Segerstrom to inbound, two at the blocks, two in the corners. Segerstrom holding, finds Schultz, skips out right side for another three. And Paige Hanner is short this time. She's missed her last two after hitting her first three. Nice pass to Dorn. On the move, Marley Hughes drops the dime.
Timeout, full timeout, Aliva, but boy, that was some great passing by Marley.
We're going to step out and be back in 60 seconds. McDonald reclaims the lead here on the road.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves, with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you, and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Well, happy Valentine's Day. Thank you for joining us here on WOGO Sports on the road at Aliva Strum. This is Lady Max Basketball. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Zach Wycheck back in the WOGO home base in Halley, keeping things running smoothly. McDonald has withstood a furious first half offensively from the Aliva Strum Cardinals, who've knocked in 5 3-pointers. McDonald has answered with three of their own, all from Marley Hughes, and has reclaimed the lead 24-22 as we traverse under 7 minutes to go in the first half. Bouch kicks out right side, tipped pass but retrieved by Aliva Strum. Scoug, left wing, playing with those two fouls, drops it down to Bouch. Aubrey Dorn steps in front of another pass, and this time she can't save it as she dives into the corner. But Aubrey Dorn active on both ends of the floor.
She is doing so well out there with her. Man, she just got some long arms, and she's actually kind of hindering Paige Hanner's three-point shot a bit, too, kind of throwing her off. Now, she missed the last two.
Still shooting 60%, though, tonight is Paige Hanner. 3 of 5. Bouch down the lane, kick out left side, the rotate to Hanner, back to Schultz. Schultz right at the circle, leaves it for Hanner. Hanner at the foul line, right side to Scoug, back to Hanner, runs one up with the right hand, and Hanner shows she can shoot in the paint as well. Paige Hanner from about 8 feet off the glass and good. We're tied at 24. Destiny Boffman right side, Emily Cooper outside the arc. Marley Hughes, who's had the hot hand for McDonald, pull up jumper 17 feet, no, won't go out of, knocked back by Dorn. Dorn gets an offensive rebound, put back, no. And a couple misses there by Dietz and Cooper, and then Dorn, a third miss as McDonald getting chances here. Bouch gets by Dietz and gives the lead back to Aliva Strum. Bouch deep underneath the hoop. She has 7 points.
Again, Aubrey's doing a great job. Offensive rebounds. Just didn't get that last basket to fall.
Lauren Dietz, left wing up top. Destiny Boffman. Boffman rotates Emily Cooper. Doesn't take the three. Marley Hughes at the left elbow. Hughes hit on the way up. Draws the foul with 5:35 to go. Well, current Max families invite potential kindergarten families to shadow a day and tour our schools, and you could be rewarded when a qualifying family enrolls. Both families receive a 10% tuition credit. Learn more about the kindergarten referral program at McDonnellAreaCatholicSchools.org. The kindergarten referral program, McDonnellAreaCatholicSchools.org. Marley Hughes off the mark on the first free throw. Subs come in. Maddie Bertrang and Grace Clark. Seegerstrom out.
Seegerstrom's the one that picked up that foul.
Schultz takes a break as well. Donald trailing 26-24. Second attempt for Marley Hughes. This one short. Offensive rebound again. Guess who?
Oh my
Aubrey
God.
Dorn up and in for two.
She has just got command of the boards.
9 points for Aubrey Dorn. We're tied at 26. Emily Cooper intercepts a pass right down the lane. Layup good. Emily Cooper gives McDonald the lead, 28-26. Vouch in the backcourt against Marley Hughes. Crosses over on her, still in the backcourt. Across the timeline, Vouch now trying to go coast to coast. She runs over Laura Dietz, who set her up and drew the offensive foul. I think that may be just the first on Vouch, the team's sixth, with 5:03 remaining.
That went on, well, that did go on.
So that's the first on Bouch, team sixth with under five to go. McDonald leading 28-26. Emily Cooper, left of the circle, picks up the dribble to Marley Hughes, left wing. Hughes finds Destiny Boffman, cutting to the hoop, left-handed layup, no. Offensive rebound, Aubrey Dorn. Dorn gets fouled, this time on the ground, but I think Bouch may have just picked up her second. That's the team seventh, so Dorn will go to the line shooting a 1-1.
1-1 on the ground, but we're still shooting the free throws.
Aubrey Dorn, 1-for-2 from the foul line again, shooting 62%. A make here would give her double digits in the first half.
I'm not keeping track of her rebounds, but she's got a lot of rebounds.
Lanise Boffman comes in for Sister Destiny. Lanise, 5'1" senior guard forward combo, number 30, one of the captains. Schultz about to come back in for Olivia Strum. First free throw is good for Aubrey Dorn. She has 10. Well, if you don't want to go out in the cold, the Medicine Shop offers free local delivery and receive up to $20 off over-the-counter products when you transfer your prescriptions to the Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee. The 5'11" sophomore Aubrey Dorn, second free throw. That went off the mark. It's 29-26, full one possession lead for McDonald. Clark, hassled by Lanise Boffman, picks up her dribble 35 feet from the bucket. Right wing, Maddie Bertrang has hit a couple threes here tonight to Paige Hanner. Schultz up top, down the left side of the lane, kick out, open look at a three, that one too long. A miss by Maddie Bertrang. McDonald on the run with Aubrey Dorn. Dorn tries to drop a pass off in the lane, but it's blocked and swatted away by Bouch. Bertrang up top, goes right wing to Schultz. They'll drop at the high post, give and go back to Schultz, stripped on the way to the hoop. Quick hands there by Emily Cooper. In fact, that went off of Aliva Strum. No, they're going to correct
it.
The official closest to us saw what I did. That should be Lady Cardinals basketball.
Yep.
Though Don Cooper's campaigning otherwise.
Jaden, get that second seal!
4:10 left. And
Coach Cooper's saying if you got it one way and he's got it one way, then it's a jump ball. But that's not how it works.
Leva Strum, Schultz underneath the basket. Tries to sneak in a bounce pass. It's knocked out of bounds. And will stay with the Lady Cardinals with 4:05 remaining. 29-26. Just a few minutes left to get that baked potato bar for the benefit here tonight for the Gehrke family. I believe it goes through halftime, so make sure you enjoy that. Schultz down the right side of the lane. No, missed one short. Marley Hughes gobbles up the rebound. Long cross-court skip. Emily Cooper. Cooper outside the arc. Back to Marley. Rotates right side. Lauren Dietz. Dietz driving to the right side against Bouch and will backtrack up top. Hand off Emily Cooper. Cooper looks at a three, won't take it to Marley Hughes. Hughes at the foul line. Kick back out. Emily Cooper spots up for three. Right corner. Off the back of the rim. Offensive rebound knocked out of bounds. And we'll go to the Lady Cardinals as Marley Hughes went high for that one but couldn't quite secure it. Sydney Flanagan comes in for Lanice Boffman, senior for senior.
And just getting Lanice into the game a little bit, getting her.
She's still wearing
legs
that knee brace.
Yep.
And yeah. Getting the sea legs, as it were. Couch again matched up against Marley Hughes. It's a little bit of a screen. Marley almost poked one away. Right wing Schultz. Schultz holding, drops. Ooh. Right to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn to Cooper, push ahead Lauren Dietz. Dietz back to Emily Cooper, doesn't take the long three. Cooper at the foul line to Sydney Flanagan. Flanagan up top between the wheels. The senior goes right wing for Emily Cooper. 29-26 McDonald, just over three to play here first half on the road to Leva Strom. Cooper at the left elbow, goes between her legs, right wing, Lauren Dietz. Dietz has had a little bit of a quiet first half after 26-14 on Friday night. Emily Cooper, left wing, curling into the lane. Beautiful, no-look bounce pass on the other end of it. Guess who? Aubrey Dorn for an easy lay-in.
That was a nice pass, just a great pass by
Dorn.
Emily
almost
Cooper.
Another steal. Pushed back to Bouch from Paige Hanner. 31-26, McDonald's largest lead. Schultz in the lane trying to change that. Comes up a little bit short. Another rebound for Aubrey Dorn, and she's got to be getting really close to double-digit rebounds in the first half. Now a find ahead of the pack. Lauren Dietz hits and the hoop. Lauren Dietz, that's her first field goal. She has three, and she'll be looking for three the old-fashioned way. She
goes just
to the
picked
line.
Up her third.
33-26. McDonald leads with 2:25 to play, and Bouch will have to sit. As
I
Lauren
got her
Dietz.
For three, but they got her for two.
Lauren will shoot the end one. Free throw for Lauren is perfect. She has 4 points in the first half, and she can score it in bunches if needed. She'll take a quick break now as Destiny Boffman comes back in. And the ultimate goal here, last two games of the season after seedings come out, get in rhythm and stay healthy.
Yeah.
Schultz in the backcourt, ridden by Destiny Boffman, crosses over at midcourt and loses it to Destiny. Destiny to Emily Cooper. Cooper flips to Sydney Flanagan. Flanagan hit hard as she goes to the rack. And Sydney Flanagan will earn another trip to the line with 2:15 to play and McDonald leading by 8. Now the foul starting to mount against the Cardinals.
Yeah, see, I got 9 team fouls on him, and I got 3 on Bouch, so
double
check that. That's what
half.
They have, too.
Sydney Flanagan, free throw, rolls in. So the senior's first points here tonight. Emma Stelter comes in for Marley Hughes, with McDonald holding onto a 9-point lead, 35-26, 2:15 remaining here. And Jim Bouch in the comeback in. Cindy Flanagan will tow it up for her second. Flanagan, three low dribbles, turns it over, dribbles one more time. Free throw, pops in and out. Rebound pulled down by Grace Clark. Clark crosses over at the logo. Trying to get by Emily Cooper, and Cooper almost pokes it away, then loses it right in front of her own bench. But Emily Cooper, you can see why she averages 4 steals a game. She almost had that one.
She knows exactly when to pick it when they're doing that crossover, whether it's a crossover dribble or just crossing the ball over across their chest. She's got a hand in there.
Harkin bounces Segerstrom. They'll go right wing. Paige Hanner, who's been a little quiet after hitting those three early threes. And guess who? Emily Cooper, with a steal, takes away the pass. Picks up her dribble. Oh, and Bouch came from behind and knocked it away. And Sydney Flanagan, with a steal, returns the favor. She steps in front of Bouch's pass.
Yeah, well, let's settle her down.
Emily Cooper with 1:44 to play. McDonald leading 35-26. Takes a screen from Aubrey Dorn. Loops it left side. Emma Stelter. Stelter up top, goes right wing. Emily Cooper. Cooper up top to Destiny Boffman. Boffman left side. Sydney Flanagan. Flanagan curling. Drops it off for Cooper off the screen from Dorn. Cooper down the left side of the lane. Runner bounces and goes through. Emily Cooper, I think all three of her field goals tonight have touched a little rim, but she's got that shooter's roll, the English on it.
Yeah.
37-26, McDonald leads by 11, their largest of the night. 65 seconds remaining. Marley Hughes about to come back in. Clark throws over for Hanner. Hanner right wing and walked with the basketball, and that will allow Marley Hughes to come back in. Mason Companies is now hiring distribution center team members and customer service representatives. Walk-in interviews every Thursday from 2 to 5 in the Mason Companies corporate office, 1251 First Avenue in Chippewa Falls, or apply online, masoncompaniesinc.com. That's masoncompaniesinc.com. We get our first look tonight at Callie Goulet, the 5'10 sophomore forward, number 25. You're just hoping these sophomores just keep on growing. They've got great height already in that class. 48 seconds to play. Goulet rotates left side. Cindy Flanagan to Marley Hughes. Hughes, who's hit three threes in the first half. Destiny Boffman curling down the lane out to Cindy Flanagan. Flanagan at the foul line goes down the right side of the hoop. Hit on the way up by Bouch, and they'll say just last touch by McDonald. So no foul and just lost by Cindy as they call on the floor. 35.6 remaining. McDonald backcourt pressure. Bouch has it inside her own foul line against Emma Stelter. Right wing is Bouch. Bouch drops off for Hanner. Good closeout. Hanner blocked from behind by Marley Hughes. Gets it back, and then she is fouled.
I think Emma might have picked up her third, and she did.
Senior making use of them tonight. 20.9 seconds. Left to play in the half, 37-26 McDonald and Hanner. First free throw is short. Katie Ruff will come in. Emma Stelter out. Get a quick explanation from the ref. Bouch will come out as well. And Paige Hanner, who has 11 points.
Yeah, Emma was just... I don't know if Emma was happy with the explanation, but...
Second free throw is short as well. Good rebound by Marley Hughes. With 19 seconds to play, McDonald maintaining that 11-point lead. Destiny Boffman crashes right to the hoop, and she blows by everyone and scores.
Nobody picked her up.
From the left side of the lane, Destiny Boffman, a left-wing drive, and pass knocked out of bounds by Callie Goulet with 7.6 to play. It's 39-26, McDonald. They lead by 13 with 7.6 left. Grace Clark will inbound. Throws to Bertrang. Bertrang across the timeline. Annika Skaug. Skaug with 3 seconds to play. Hanner's going to have to put one up. She throws one in. Oh, my goodness. She hits her 4-3 as she goes glass from right in the circle. Paige Hanner. What a first half for the senior. Good heavens. 39-29. We've got a fun one here. Don't go anywhere. We're back in 3.5 minutes. McDonald enjoying a 10-point lead at the half. Back in 3.5 with halftime here on WOGO Sports.
Go to work or get a degree. Work, degree. Work, degree.
Do both with Lakeland University's award-winning cooperative education program. Co-op lets you earn up to a full year of academic credit for your work experience. Whether you've just graduated high school or have been out in the workforce for years, we will customize an option that meets your personal and professional goals, so you literally work towards a quality degree. Lakeland has options for everyone, no matter where you are on your employment and education journey. Get started now at lakeland.edu.
Berry Global, innovators of plastic. Starting out as a small hometown company from Indiana, Berry has grown into a worldwide multi-billion dollar public corporation. Berry Global is proud of its small town heritage and loves being part of the Chippewa Falls community. From roots in America's heartland to becoming a leader in plastics manufacturing around the globe, Berry attributes its success to its loyal team members. Named one of America's most responsible companies. Proud to support Chi High and McDonald Athletics. Berry Global in Chippewa Falls.
We all remember our glory days, catching a touchdown, unleashing the perfect slap shot, or watching your three float through the net. But now, maybe a lingering injury makes those days just a memory. Get back to your best with Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. With their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers, maybe those glory days won't seem so far away. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Visit cvosm.com/WOGO for more information.
Hi, my name is Jamie Liebrandt, and I'm the Chief Credit and Lending Officer for Northwestern Bank. What I enjoy most about being a Northwestern Bank business banker is knowing what Northwestern Bank does and what I do makes a difference in the community. Whether it's working with a client or working with a nonprofit organization to serve the community needs, it's all, for me, very rewarding. To me, that's what makes the bank special.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Six Ways Post Glass and Mirror has you covered for anything glass. Number one, affordable auto glass repair and replacement. Two, custom cut glass and mirrors. Three, quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. Four, free mobile service. Five, window screen repair or replacement. And six, endless colors and styles for your perfect custom shower door. Proud to support Chippewa Falls Sports. Post Glass and Mirror, your glass experts. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley has two full-service locations, the Eau Claire YMCA and the Chippewa Falls YMCA. Both open 7 days a week. Membership rates are among the lowest in the area, and you'll enjoy the gym, indoor pool, weight room, cardio room, indoor track, personal training, yoga, and group fitness classes, just to name a few. Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
It's not turnover, it's growth. When Wasota Tool says they're hiring for CNC machinists, it's not because people are leaving. In fact, the majority of their team has been with the company for 19 years or more. No, Wasota Tool is rapidly growing and looking for full-time CNC machinists for second shift. Work in a bright, clean, fully climate-controlled facility with gold standard benefits and wages starting at $58,000 or more, depending on experience. Apply today at wasotatool.com.
Lady Max Basketball and WOGO Sports halftime. Here at Oliva Strum High School, they just did a Miracle Minute fundraiser again. The Gehrke family beneficiaries, and you can find the GoFundMe if you're listening online tonight and weren't able to attend in person. Again, for Jody Gehrke, the father to three Oliva Strum students that was in that horrible accident where a car veered off the road and hit him as he was loading a recycling bin into his truck. And again, issues have come with a storm hurting their home's roof and a lot of medical expenses, rehab, so many things going on. So again, there is a GoFundMe out there as well if you are able to help, even if you couldn't attend here tonight. First half, very entertaining first half here, Mark Maloney.
Yes, it was, and Oliva Strum started out on fire, but they kind of cooled off about halfway through. Again, maybe attribute that to the McDonald girls picking up the defense a little bit and getting some long arms in the way and not giving them clean shots, because they were sure nailing the three-pointers there. And so now they've kind of turned it around on them. We're up by 10. And but we got a whole second half here. But and again, Caleb, I kind of noticed a little bit that maybe the Oliva girls were maybe running a little bit out of gas. I thought maybe they'd be a little deeper on their bench, but it seems like they've all kind of, maybe it's just been a long day for them here. I don't know, but they've kind of slowed down a little bit. So hats off to the McDonald girls for picking it up. And again, Coach Cooper's got that luxury of having a deep bench.
Well, at the half, our score 39-29. The scoring goes like this. 14 for Paige Hanner for Oliva Strum. 7 for Jaden Bouch. Their leading score is 6 for Maddie Bertrang and 2 for Grace Clark. I'll have to check you, have you check me here on the McDonald stats. I have Aubrey Dorn for 12 in the first half. Marley Hughes for 11. Emily Cooper for 7. 4 for Lauren Dietz, 2 for Destiny Boffin, and 1 for Sydney Flanagan. That seems to leave me too short, so we may have to double-check those numbers in just a moment. But let's listen to some of the first half highlights here on WOGO. There were a lot of them. Hughes right in front of our vantage point here courtside, right side to Sydney Flanagan outside the arc. Up top, Destiny Boffin. Boffin rotates left side. 3 on the way, splash.
Marley
Hughes. And I appreciate you filling me in on who shot that, because I couldn't see. Dietz thought about a 3, good head fake, driving left baseline, kick out left corner, open look at a 3, there to answer, no for Destiny Boffin, offensive rebound, putback, oh, Aubrey Dorn, second attempt at a putback, no, gets it back, misses again with the left hand, gets it back again, now she wants to kick it out, instead
there
she's
going
to go up and score, and a big fist pump there from Lauren Dietz.
They got a defense and then they threw it away, but they do a nice job handling the basketball.
Katie Ruff also out there for McDonald, wearing number 15 in the varsity, a sophomore. Marley Hughes for 3, right in the circle, splashed it. Marley Hughes heating up. She's hit 2 from downtown. Team McDonald trails by just 3. Pass knocked away by Dorn. She saves it back in bounds to Emily Cooper. What a great effort by Aubrey Dorn. Lauren Dietz, right wing. Up top, Marley Hughes for the tie. Oh. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. getting it at 22. Hughes with her third triple. Poling finds Schultz. Skips out right side for another three. And Paige Hanner is short this time. She's missed her last two after hitting her first three. Nice pass to Dorn. Nice. On the move, Marley Hughes drops the dime. Segerstrom out.
Segerstrom's the one that picked up that foul.
Schultz takes a break as well. Donald trailing 26-24. Second attempt from Marley Hughes. This one short. Offensive rebound again. Guess who?
Oh my
Aubrey Dorn up and in for two.
She has just got command of the boards.
Emily Cooper.
Command of the boards.
9 points for Aubrey Dorn.
Man of the boards.
9 points for Aubrey Dorn. We're tied at 26. Emily Cooper intercepts a pass right down the lane. Layup good. Emily Cooper. Cooper at the left elbow goes between her legs. Right wing, Lauren Dietz. Dietz has had a little bit of a quiet first half after 26-14 on Friday night. Emily Cooper, left wing, curling into the lane. Beautiful. Oh, oh, oh. No look bounce pass on the other end of it. Guess who? Aubrey Dorn for an easy lay-in.
Yeah, Emma was just, free throw. I don't know if Emma was happy with the explanation, but.
Second free throw is short as well. Good rebound by Marley Hughes with 19 seconds to play. McDonald maintaining that 11-point lead. Desi Boffin crashes right to the hoop, and she blows by everyone and scores.
Nobody picked her up.
From the left side of the lane, Desi Boffin, a left-wing drive. And that's your halftime highlights. 39-29, McDonald with a 10-point lead on the road. We're back in 60 seconds with Mark Maloney's military shout-outs. Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports.
Is there a new home on your horizon? Are you waiting for the perfect time to bring it to reality? While you're focusing on ideas and plans, remember to call Boffman Sewer and Septic. They're considered one of the most knowledgeable companies for septic systems and perk tests. They should be the first one you call for installing yours. Boffman Sewer and Septic, 715-595-6004. That's 595-6004, Boffman Sewer and Septic.
We all remember our glory days, catching a touchdown, unleashing the perfect slap shot, or watching your three float through the net. But now, maybe a lingering injury makes those days just a memory. Get back to your best with Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. With their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers, maybe those glory days won't seem so far away. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Visit cvosm.com/WOGO for more information.
Jacob Klukas is currently in Las Vegas. Sarah Passon-Bovey is with the 133rd Civil Engineers out with the Minnesota Air Force National Guides. She is the first sergeant over there. Major Corey Aber is with the Marine Corps out of Virginia. He's getting set to retire. Kristen Levesser Davis in the Air Force Reserves out of Charleston, South Carolina. We followed her active duty status with her husband Travis for quite a while. Carter Billen is working security forces at Fairchild Air Force Base. He's been kind of bebopping back and forth. He did a little bit over in Guam and now back in Fairchild. Jordan Chartrand, listening to his mom, Chris, telling us that he was heading over to help out with the crisis over in the Ukraine. John Hayton is with the Colfax Army Guard out of Spooner. Brandon Anderson is on the USS Tucson, a nuke sub out of Hawaii. And we have Noah Stewart is in the Air Force at Lackland Air Force Base. Chuck Gardo in the Marine Corps stationed over in Hawaii. Ellie Eckes is a McDonnell grad. That's with the Chippewa Air Force National Guard. Marshall Lone Tree Burgess is stationed out of Spangdahlem, Germany, and over in Africa. And Matt Pulver is down at Laughlin Air Force Base, Texas. And again, a shout-out to all of our military out there. And be safe out there. It's an ever-changing world that we live in.
Absolutely. certainly praying for all those who are overseas as the world seems to be on a tipping point in a lot of different ways right now.
And so scary.
We thank you for all that you do and praying for wisdom for those in command as well. 39-29, McDonald will start out on defense. Liebestrom moves left to right. Early going here, second half. 39-29, McDonough leads by 10. Petronovich out there along with Destiny Boffman, Marley Hughes, Emily Cooper, and Lauren Dietz. Typical starting five for McDonough. And Destiny Boffman almost rips away, and she will as Marley Hughes goes to the deck to pull it away from Jaden Bouch. Push ahead, Lauren Dietz. Dietz, right baseline, back out, Destiny Boffman. Boffman to Emily Cooper. Cooper for three, left all alone, left side. Nothing but net.
That was a long three.
Emily Cooper with 12, tied for a team high, not a game high, because Paige Hanner still is sitting at 14 after that incredible first half. Grace Clark up top to Bouch, a little bit of a bobble. Now Bouch goes right side to the aforementioned Paige Hanner. Hanner bumped along the baseline, throws it away. Emily Cooper steps in front for another steal.
It's great defense by Lauren there.
Lauren Dietz now goes right by her defender. Oh, she lost it on the way up. Good hands there. Grace Clark comes away with it. Clark up top. Finds Hanner. Gives it right back to Clark. Right block extended. Drops a nice pass down to Bouch. And Bouch over the top of Marley Hughes for two. Good work there by the Liebestrom Lady Cardinals. On their offensive set. 42-31. The Lady Macs. 16 and a half to go. Second half. Long cross-court skip. Emily Cooper holds on the left wing. Left corner feed, long cross court skip, Marley Hughes. Hughes back to Emily Cooper. Cooper flips over to Marley, right wing. Right corner, open look at a three, corner pocket, no, side of the backboard for Lauren Dietz. Kick out Marley Hughes for her 4-3. That one's short. Offensive rebound, though, by Emily Cooper. Ken McDonald pulled down 48 rebounds against Cadott Friday night. Emily Cooper up top, right wing Marley Hughes. Hughes back to Emily Cooper, left of the circle for two threes in a row. No offensive rebound. Abby Petronovich put back. Yes, Abby patrolling the paint and gets her first bucket tonight. 44-31 the Max.
A nice box out there for an easy rebound, easy layup.
Annika Skow, who didn't play a lot in the first half after some early foul trouble. Left side for Grace Clark. Clark open for three. Front rim, no rebound, Petronovich. Emily Cooper races across the timeline. Taps the brakes. Now runner in the lane. Comes up short. Rebound out of bounds to the Lady Cardinals. Lakeland University's award-winning education program, Cooperative Education Program, lets you earn up to a full year of academic credit for your work experience. That's a Cooperative Education Program from Lakeland University. Learn more at lakeland.edu. That's lakeland.edu. 15-23 and counting, second half here to Liebestrom, 44-31. The Lady Macs lead the Lady Cardinals. Grace Clark up top, picks up the dribble, looking at the high post, lost the handle, puts it on the floor with the right hand, picks it up again, drops it down to Jaden Bouch. Bouch double, knocked out of bounds by Emily Cooper, will stay with the Cardinals.
Good hands there by Emily Cooper helping out.
That double coming pretty quickly on Jaden Bouch. She's a dangerous player, just a junior. Clark holding, waiting, trying not to get another five-second count. She'll flip it into Bouch, and Bouch got by everyone and gets fouled. Coming from behind, either Destiny Boffman or Marley Hughes were both in the vicinity, and that is on Marley Hughes. First whistle on both, on either team, rather, in the second half with 15:05 remaining. That is the first on Marley Hughes. Has that small chip in your windshield turned into a big crack? Call White City Glass today, serving all of Western Wisconsin. White City Glass is Bouch off the mark on her first free throw. If you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders, White City Glass. Bouch has three made free throws, but it's been a little bit of a mixed bag in terms of her attempts here tonight. She attempts nearly 11 per game, and she goes glass. Yeah. Good for the second. Any way you can get it through. 44-32, McDonald's lead is trimmed to 12 as we traverse under 15 minutes to go. Emily Cooper across the Cardinal at midcourt, leaves it right side. Marley Hughes passes and gets it back from Destiny Boffman, rotates left wing. Pull up, 17-footer, no for Lauren Dietz, and Petronovich fighting for the rebound, but Bouch pulls it down.
Almost had that rebound.
Clark across the timeline against Emily Cooper. Sophomore ferocious on defense. Clark left wing, not going to pull the trigger on a three. Scout. center against Lauren Dietz. Nice pass down low and a foul on Petranovich. What a great feed from Hanner as she found a cutter along the baseline. That's Madison Schultz, and Schultz will go to the line looking for her first points tonight. And that is the third on Abby Petranovich, team second.
Nothing Abby could have done on that one.
We'll warm up with plump, juicy, naturally raised chicken tenders from Culver's. Regular and buffalo served hot and crispy at Culver's of Lake Halley as Schultz hits the first. At Culver's, they are now hiring as well with wages up to $18 an hour. Apply online at culvers.com/careers or in person at Culver's of Lake Halley. Petranovich subs out. McDonald's leading scorer in the first half, sophomore Aubrey Dorn, comes back in. Schultz looking to make it a 2-for-2 trip. The senior lets fly with the second, and that one off the front of the rim, but Bouch pulls down the rebound, got in front of Aubrey Dorn. Left wing, Grace Clark. McDonald's lead is 11. Chance to get it to single digits on this extended possession, but Emily Cooper puts a stop to that as she steps in front of a pass in the paint. Another steal by Cooper.
She's
just like a free safety, always in the right spot.
She knew exactly where that pass was going before they threw the pass.
Cooper left wing. Rotate out. Destiny Boffman to Marley Hughes. Long cross-court skip. Left baseline jumper. Splashed it. Emily Cooper rotated nicely to Lauren Dietz. And Dietz now is 6.
She could heat up and put a damper in. This is who?
Oh. Long pass gets over the top of Paige Hanner. And almost hits the back door of the gym. That's where Aubrey Dorn will inbound from the corner along the baseline with 13:42 remaining, 46:33. And a Kaskaug is going to get a quick break here. Bertrang back in. Bertrang, the junior, hit 2 3-pointers in the first half. Emily Cooper, right wing. Cooper off the screen from Dorn. Puts it on the floor with the left hand out to Destiny Boffman straight on from Marley Hughes. Back to Emily Cooper. Cooper to Lauren Dietz. Dietz, quick trigger on a three, rolls it through. Lauren Dietz, as you mentioned, could heat up in a hurry. She has 9 points.
Yep.
And a scorer, not just a shooter, but a scorer, finds ways. It occurs every night, night after night. Lauren at 1,014 career points and counting. 49-33. Energized baseline, somehow shovels a pass down along the baseline to Schultz, but Schultz throws it away, looking for Bertrang in the far corner. Oh, they maybe changed that.
Yeah, came back. So might have skipped off somebody's toe, maybe. I don't know. I didn't see it, but
officials had a better view along the baseline, and they will give it back to Aliva Strum. Inbounds from Clark to Bertrang. Bertrang finds Bouch in the paint. Bouch has it swatted away from her, Aubrey Dorn. Push ahead, Lauren Dietz. Dietz layup ahead of the pack and scores. The heave to Dietz from Emily Cooper. Lauren into double digits, as per usual.
And they're starting to open this up. Up by 18.
51-33. Quick three, left wing. Clanks off the side of the rim. Aubrey Dorn, another rebound. She easily has a double-double.
Oh, easily.
Oh, my goodness. Another pass to Lauren Dietz. Oh, she can't hit the shot from low on the left. Offensive rebound kick out to Marley Hughes. Rotates Destiny Boffman right corner. Back to Marley. Marley, ball fake. He's with Destiny. Aubrey Dorn have that offensive board. Quick flip. Destiny Boffman's left hand. That's knocked out of bounds. And we'll go back to the Lady Cardinals. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter, and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Avery Segerstrom, the sophomore, 5'3", back into the game. Schultz takes a break. McDonald, some full court pressure here. Inbounds to Bouch. Along her own extended free throw line, picks up the dribble, finds Clark. Clark straddling the timeline, gets across safely against Marley Hughes. Up top, Maddie Bertrang. Right wing, Paige Hanner. Bouch driving into the lane, flips to the corner, quick three there. Well short, good box out. Sydney Flanagan with the rebound to Emily Cooper. Cooper on the run across the timeline, slows it down with 11:43 to play. Aubrey Dorn was jumping up and down along the baseline as she was open, but no one saw her. Marley Hughes finds a give and go to Dorn. Dorn is doubled and will throw it up a little bit too strong as she faded away from the hoop and tried to go baby hook. 19-point lead it remains for McDonald. Long three, left corner.
That was quick.
That was
Bertrand
with her third. So 51-36. Aliva Strum still hanging around, down 15. Left corner to answer for three. Emily Cooper, front rim, no. Rebounds. Avery Segerstrom. Segerstrom to Clark. Big collision with Bouch and Cooper at midcourt on the screen. Hanner left wing driving baseline. Switches hands. Can't get the runner to fall. Lauren Dietz with the rebound. Quickly shovels it off to Emily Cooper. Cooper wants to push ahead to Marley Hughes. Hughes between two defenders. Took a lot of contact.
Got a goal.
No call. And going the other way is Bouch. Emily Cooper steps in front of a pass and almost knocked away, but Clark, quick hands to get it back, and Emily still trying to steal that ball. Bouch driving baseline, gets by Marley Hughes, and Marley swats it and her.
Yes.
And Bouch to the line.
She gets herself in trouble when she comes from behind to try to swat that.
At Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie Gunderson, and their team are ready to serve you. Near St. Joseph's in Chippewa Falls, read testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page, Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls. Jaden Bouch back to the line. Her team trailing by 15 with 10:23 to play. A lot of time left in this game. And scoring with the clock stopped is Jaden Bouch. That's her fourth made free throw tonight. Fifth, rather.
Yep.
She has 11. 51-37. Bouch back to the line. Bouch with 11 points to make it 12. And she's off the mark. Aubrey Dorn, another rebound. Good box out on Hanner. Push ahead to Callie Goulet. Goulet shot blocked by Bouch. Clark. Across the timeline, far side, Goulet knocks it away. Loose on the floor, Goulet takes it out. Callie Goulet, right wing, will slow it down. Back to Sydney Flanagan, the senior. Sydney, right wing, under 10 minutes to play. Goulet, right of the circle, rotates to Marley Hughes on the left. Up top, Lauren Dietz. Dietz head fake, pulls up from 18. Oh, pops in and out. Knocked out of bounds. Last touch by the Lady Cardinals.
Yep, blue ball.
And we will stay here. Couple subs, Clark out, and Paige Hanner getting a break. As Avery Segerstrom comes back in, Schultz back out there as well for Coach Grimgard. Quick inbounds, Dorn misses and has it knocked away from her, but right back out to Lauren Dietz. Her shot from the elbow won't fall. Scramble for the basketball, and Sydney Flanagan beats everyone to it. I love the hustle in the 50-50s from the Mags. Lauren Dietz drops it down to Sydney Flanagan. Flanagan curling across the foul line back to Marley Hughes. Hughes straight on. Tried to find a cutting Lauren Dietz, who lost it. Saved, but right back to Aliva Strum. Good effort there by Aubrey Dorn. Schultz on the push. Schultz drops a nice bounce pass along the baseline. Segerstrom too strong. Rebound pulled down by McDonald. Marley Hughes, long push ahead. Lauren Dietz got by everybody and scores.
And one.
And the foul. Well, that was a pass from half court for Marley
yes.
Hughes. After the scramble, and Lauren Dietz looking for another end one. 53-37. Dietz very quickly has the team high for McDonald, 13 points. Free throw for Lauren, rolls in. Around the rim and falls
time
through.
McDonald.
Timeout taken. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds. This is Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Switch your checking account to Royal Credit Union and discover a better way to bank. Royal Credit Union is a financial co-op, not a corporation, so we return earnings to our members. That means you get low or no fees for account services and better rates on deposits and loans. You'll also have all the digital tools you need at your fingertips, so managing your account is easy. Royal is ready to help you discover the credit union difference. Switch to Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/checking-change. Insured by NCUA.
Lauren Dietz with 10 of McDonald's 15 second half points. We're almost to the halfway point in the second half here from Aliva Strum. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. 54-37. McDonald with the lead. Zach Wycheck back in the WOGO studios in Halle.
Now we're going to see this 1-3-1 here, Caleb, with Aubrey out front. She gives him such a hard time with those long arms. There.
And now a steal by Aubrey Dorn. Steps in front of a pass. She'll slow it down. Now hesitates, drives baseline. Shot will not count. As it looked like she had a chance for an end one, but instead a foul on the ground, and they're going to get whom with that? Annika Skaug, the sophomore. And that is the team's second foul, but the fourth on Skaug. Marley Hughes holding on her hip to inbound, waiting, and we'll go to outlet up top, Lauren Dietz. Dietz back to Hughes, left wing. Hughes off the screen from Aubrey Dorn, right wing. Lauren Dietz, hands off to fellow senior Sydney Flanagan. Destiny Boffman at the foul line, back out to Marley Hughes. Hughes right wing, Flanagan. Flanagan curling across the foul line to Lauren Dietz. Dietz goes right by her defender and lost it on the way to the hoop. And that will be off of Lauren and out of bounds. Emma Stelter comes in, Callie Goulet, Emily Cooper, Sydney Flanagan exits, Marley Hughes, and Lauren Dietz will all take a break with 8:29 to play here in the game.
Again, the girls against that man-to-man go into that Arizona offense, and they do a really nice job there.
Left wing, Schultz drops it down to Bouch, and Bouch fouled onto the way of the hoop. And I believe Emma Stelter just picked up her fourth right after coming back in. Well, don't let a lingering sports injury keep you from being your best. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine, orthopedic surgeons, and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Visit CVOSM.com/WOGO for Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. That's CVOSM.com/WOGO. Jaden Bouch. It's her sixth free throw tonight. Now the second of this pair on the way, and that was another fine-looking shot. Jaden Bouch makes it 54-39. The McDonald lead cut again to 15. Emma Stelter up top. Left wing, Emily Cooper with 8:10 to play. Callie Goulet rotates right side, Destiny Boffman. Boffman puts it on the floor, drives in hard, and the flip with the left hand won't fall. Everything but the finish there for Destiny Boffman. Schultz right wing. Pass to Bouch, knocked away by Boffman from behind, and now a quick whistle against Aliva Strum. And I believe they'll get Avery Seegerstrom.
Yep.
And it's just the third foul on the Lady Cardinals here in the second half. The second on Seegerstrom with 7:50 left. 15-point lead for McDonald.
See if they can't burn a little clock up here.
Emily Cooper, left wing, Destiny Boffman up top, Aubrey Dorn. Dorn one bounce, right wing to Cooper. Cooper to Callie Goulet, straight on between the wheels. Left side, Destiny Boffman, the senior. Boffman across the foul line. Back to Emily Cooper, rather, who takes it back near half court. Again, McDonald, just like you said, very content to burn some seconds off here on this possession. Callie Goulet just inside the arc, left wing. Works to Cooper. Cooper to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn, long cross-court skip. Destiny Boffman, open look at a three-book.
Nice.
Destiny Boffman, good to see her hit one as they weren't falling against Kadat, but we know she's a fantastic shooter.
Yes.
That's her 14th made three-pointer on the year. 57-39, McDonald. Long cross-court skip for Aliva Strum. Dropping along the baseline, kick back out. Quick three on the way. That one comes up short. For Maddie Bertrand, who has hit three tonight. Destiny Boffman driving in hard, draws the foul. That will go against Bertrand with 6:45 to play.
Good pass down court right away.
At Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie Gunderson, and their team are ready to serve you near St. Joseph's in Chippewa Falls. Read testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page. Lanice Boffman is about to come back in. Destiny Boffman at the line, shooting two, also for McDonald. Abby Petronovich in, so Callie Goulet and Emily Cooper exit. Abby Bertrand will sit with the three fouls.
Yeah, she came up a little lame there, so I don't know hurt her back or tweaked her back a little bit, but the refs actually subbed at the beginning of a two-point, two-shot free throw, which only can do it during an injury.
Scott comes out as well. First free throw a little bit short for Destiny Boffman. She's a 71% foul shooter. So Destiny trying to get McDonald to 58 points here tonight with 6:45 left. And she will not as it rims in and out. Abby Petronovich pulls down the offensive rebound. We're going to have a tie-up underneath. Possession stays with McDonald. As a working adult, there's more than one way to get an education. Lakeland University has you covered with Blend Ed, flexible learning options for the way you want to learn. Discover more at lakeland.edu/blended for Lakeland University. Emily Cooper will inbound, two at the left elbow, two on either side of the lane. Cooper holding and still waiting, and outlets to Destiny Boffman on the left wing. Boffman immediately attacking into the paint, pulls up from 10, no. Rebound knocked out of bounds and will stay with McDonald. Abby Petronovich very close to an over-the-back
call.
Yes, I
did. They're
very close.
I thought she was going to draw one there. But
so Cooper will inbound again, same formation on the set play. Cooper finds Aubrey Dorn. Dorn gets inside. Hanner and scores. Aubrey Dorn, her first basket of the second half. She has 14. Tied for Dietz with the game high. And Hanner, actually, with the game high. Hanner goes for a three to try to break that three-way tie with 14 points. And she'll be too long from the right corner. Cooper left side. Lanice Boffman. Boffman for three. Far side of the rim. No. Destiny Boffman pulls down the rebound. And a sea of hands and arms and a whistle. And a foul called against
Hanner.
That's the team's fifth, so fouls coming pretty rapidly here now for the Lady Cardinals. 59-37, McDonald, two-thirds of the way through the second half. Cooper finds Petronovich cutting to the hoop, and a quick foul on Jaden Bouch prevents the easy layup, but Abby Petronovich will go to the line shooting a pair.
That was Bouch's fourth.
And foul trouble, some of the key players becoming a factor here for Aliva Strum. Abby Petronovich, first free throw, perfect. She's shooting 62% now. I'd have to go back and look at her free throw shooting percentage to begin the year, but I'm guessing she has raised that by 12 to possibly 15 percentage points. Second one, great as well. Good to see that work paying off for Abby. She has 4 points, 61-39, the Lady Max, as we just tick under 6 minutes to play here on the road at Aliva Strum on a Valentine's night. And guess who? I've said guess who a lot tonight. Not sure if that works so well on radio, but Emily Cooper just again and again stepping in front of passes. Jaden Bouch takes the inbounds, rotates left side for Grace Clark. Clark finds Schultz along the left block, baseline to Hanner. Stolen away up top. Destiny. Aubrey Dorn took it away, and Destiny Boffman ends up with it. Back to Petronovich. She'll pull up from 10 feet. Goes glass and good. Abby Petronovich with six all in the second half. 63-39 McDonald. Sub coming in, Maddie Bertrang. So good to see her up and moving around well. Schultz left side for Clark. Another steal.
Abby got her hand in there. She traveled with it. She absolutely did.
Again, Dorn is just getting in the mix, and she'll step out now as Lauren Dietz comes in and Marley Hughes in. Lanice Boffman also out. But Abby Petronovich and Aubrey Dorn, the bigs, doing work on both ends.
Yes.
Active hands in the passing lanes. Up top, Emily Cooper steps in front of another pass, knocks it to herself. Down the lane, layup with the right hand is good.
That was too easy.
Emily Cooper, another player with 14 points now. 65-39. Quick three for Hanner. Oh, well, now that tie of 14 points is broken as Hanner hits her fifth three tonight. She is 17. What a shooter. Goodness. To answer, 4-3, no, Lauren Dietz, and Hanner clears out the rebound, push ahead to Schultz. Schultz with Marley Hughes right on her hip, down between two to McDonald defenders. Shot won't fall, but a foul that probably will go on Lauren Dietz.
Yep.
With 4:44 remaining, 65-42. The Lady Max in command here. Aliva Strum has battled well. In fact, They had an almost double-digit lead early on in this game. Schultz, first free throw. All around the inside of the rim and through. Madison Schultz with 2 points. She averages 6.4, the senior. Towing the line for the second of two. Schultz, the free throw. That one pops in and out. Petronovich with the rebound. 65-43, McDonald. Emily Cooper up top off the screen from Petronovich. Right wing to Lauren Dietz. All alone for three. Big head fake instead. Dietz drives baseline. Layup good. 16 for Lauren Dietz.
Kind of taken
and
over.
And Emily Cooper, a steal along the baseline. Off the inbounds. Cooper, runner, baseline. No. Marley Hughes, offensive rebound. Put back.
Got
rolls
it.
Through. Marley Hughes, first points of the second half, and she has 13. What an incredibly balanced scoring effort here from McDonald, as they have four players in double figures. Four players in the teens, in fact. 69-43. Quick three. That one does not fall through for Hanner. The left corner, and now a foul. I think they'll get Grace Clark. And that would be the team's seventh. 69-43, McDonald, 3:58 to play in regulation. Sydney Flanagan about to come back in, and I think Callie Goulet trying to see over the scoreboard by the hairstyle. That looks like Callie. They kneel down. You can just see the top of their head.
Yeah.
That is Callie Goulet. Jaden Bouch will come out, as will Madison Schultz.
Sydney will be going in for Emily if she converts on both of them.
69-43 to hit 70, a 1-1 here for Emily Cooper, and it rims out, so she'll play a little bit longer. Hanner with the rebound. Maddie Bertrang, and Bertrang has her pocket just picked at midcourt. Down the lane, layup good, timeout taken. Emily Cooper with the pick and the layup. And McDonald will call timeout with 3:46 to play, and that's probably it for the night for Emily Cooper.
Yeah.
We are back in half a minute on WOGO Sports.
Berry Global, innovators of plastic. Starting out as a small hometown company from Indiana, Berry has grown into a worldwide multi-billion dollar public corporation. Berry Global is proud of its small town heritage and loves being part of the Chippewa Falls community. From roots in America's heartland to becoming a leader in plastics manufacturing around the globe, Berry attributes its success to its loyal team members. Named one of America's most responsible companies, proud to support Chi High and McDonald Athletics, Berry Global in Chippewa Falls.
Now for McDonald out of the timeout, Sydney Flanagan, Marley Hughes, Callie Goulet, Abby Petronovich, and Lauren Dietz. 3:46 remaining, 71-43. McDonald, and this is their third highest scoring output of the season. They put up 74 and 92 against Thorpe and Cornell, respectively. Leading by almost 30 here. Grace Clark, left wing. Top against Marley Hughes, drops a bounce left wing, quick three on the way, that one off the mark, rebound, Marley Hughes on the good box out, pushes to Callie Goulet, and Goulet a high dribble, and she's going to get tied up, and possession will go back to Aliva Strum. Current Max families invite potential kindergarten families to shadow a day and tour our schools, and you could be rewarded when a qualifying family enrolls both families, receive a 10% tuition credit. Learn more about the kindergarten referral program at McDonald Area Catholic Schools. org. The night is done for Lauren Dietz as Lanise Boffman comes in. Lauren finishes with 16, right at her season average. Hanner stumbling a bit. Kick out for a three. That one off the mark. Hanner still on the ground. Abby Petronovich trying to track down the rebound right in front of the Aliva Strum bench. And Maddie Geisler will come in for Marley Hughes. So Maddie getting some varsity action here. The 5'6 sophomore guard, number 5. Clark inbounds. Up top with Annika Skouk, 71-43, McDonald, under three to play. Right wing, Clark retrieves slightly errant pass, bounces for Skouk, left wing. Three on the way from the corner, that clanks off the side of the rim, rebound pulled down by Abby Petronovich. Maddie Geisler now running the show. Right wing, Sydney Flanagan, Flanagan up top, Callie Goulet. Callie giving a little head nod, Maddie Geisler takes it on the left wing. Geisler. Back to Flanagan on the right wing. Emma Stelter, the senior, about to come back in for the Lady Max. Lanise Boffman in the lane, high off the window. No. Lanise goes down. Rebound goes to Hanner. the other way, and her drive was stopped by Callie Goulet. Paige Hanner again with a game-high 17 points. Emma Stelter comes in for Abby Petronovich. They get a hand. 2:21 left. We stay at 71-43 on the scoreboard. Inbounds left wing for Hanner against Callie Goulet. Hanner whips it into the right corner. Long cross-court skip. Back to Bertrang. Bertrang matched up against Geisler. Up top, Hanner, the senior. Hanner drops a bounce pass, stolen by Emma Stelter. Stelter push ahead to Lanise Boffman. Boffman has a one-on-one down the left side of the lane. Pulls up, goes flat and good. Lanise Boffman, the kiss off the window.
Her first points probably of the year.
I do believe so. 73-43. McDonald leads by 30. And good to see Lanise, the senior, out there and score. Down the lane, nice work by Clark. Everything but the finish, though. Good pursuit by Maddie Geisler. Cindy Flanagan waits for Lanise Boffman to get back up as Lanise makes the most of her minutes. She's hit the deck at least three times. Callie Goulet up top with 90 seconds to play. Cindy Flanagan spots up for three. Left side,
oh, my goodness.
Cindy, the senior, with the splash.
Nothing but net.
That's a nice moment there for Cindy Flanagan. A big smile on her face. She has 4 points. 76-43. McDonald with a minute 23 left.
Coach Cooper just wants to
sub
people
time
in.
Out to sub in Izzy Hartman, I believe. Isabel Hartman, the sophomore. Had some nice minutes for JV earlier. Minute 20 and counting. Clark. And Skaug across the timeline, straight on, pulls back the dribble to Clark. Clark has it on her hip right wing, goes right side, and a nice tipped pass by Izzy Hartman. Knocks it away from Paige Hanner. Clark will inbound. Clark holding in front of her own bench, drops it in for Maddie Bertrang against Maddie Geisler. Bertrang down the right side of the lane. Beautiful bounce pass down low and a nice finish by Annika Skaug. And the sophomore gets her first bucket. What a dime there. 76-45. The McDonald lead is 31. Under a minute to play. Up top, Lanise Boffman. Left side, Maddie Geisler. 4-3 left wing. That one off the back of the rim. Rebound to Grace Clark with 44 seconds to play. Sydney Flanagan knocks the ball away, hits the deck, ties her up. Possession McDonald. Yep. And Sydney, the senior, that's going to allow a substitution. And Kylie Jensen's going to come in for Sydney Flanagan. See, that's senior leadership right there.
Yep.
The extra work on the 50-50 ball so that you can get a youngster into the game. Emma Stelter will inbound, throws into the backcourt. Maddie Geisler with 38 seconds to play. Geisler to Isabel Hartman. Right side. Flanagan throws to Maddie Geisler. Or Lanise Boffman, excuse me. Quick three on the way. That one just nicks the front of the rim and out of bounds to Oliva Strum. Quick trigger there from Jensen. She wanted that one to go down and just a little short, a little extra nerves maybe shooting it at the varsity level. We know she can shoot. Grace Clark across midcourt, pursued by Jensen. Crosses over on her with 18 seconds to play. 76-45, McDonald. Down the right side of the lane. Quick pull up, way too strong. Rebound pulled down by Emma Stelter. Stelter to Geisler. Geisler slows it down with 6 seconds to play. Crosses over. Throws left side, Lanise Boffman. Boffman will hold it on the hip to let this one hit triple zeros. And McDonald gets win number 19 on the year. They head to Oliva Strum, and despite a first-half barrage of threes from the Lady Cardinals, McDonald emerges the victor. Your final score, the McDonald Lady Max 76, the Oliva Strum Lady Cardinals 45. Coming up, we'll have your post-glass post-game show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial home and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. We are back in 3.5 minutes with your post-game live from Oliva Strum. This is Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Love three-day weekends? How about working 36 hours but getting paid for 40? It's not too good to be true. It's Wasota Tool in Chippewa Falls. Wasota Tool has openings for third-shift CNC machinists with a four-day work week. Starting wages are $58,000 or more with full benefits, 401k, and profit sharing. And you'll get three-day weekends to actually enjoy what you make. If you have machining experience or are currently in school, learn more and apply at wasotatool.com.
Online education is nothing new at Lakeland University. We've been leading the way for over 25 years. We call this learning opportunity Blend Ed, on-site or online. You'll call it the most flexible and convenient way to earn a degree your way. Trust the leader in online learning. Attend classes in real time, virtually from anywhere. Blend Ed at Lakeland University, your only an internet connection away. To learn more, visit lakeland.edu/get-started.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley has two full-service locations, the Eau Claire YMCA and the Chippewa Falls YMCA. Both open 7 days a week. Membership rates are among the lowest in the area, and you'll enjoy the gym, indoor pool, weight room, cardio room, indoor track, personal training, yoga, and group fitness classes, just to name a few. Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Six Ways Post Glass and Mirror has you covered for anything glass. Number one, affordable auto glass repair and replacement. Two, custom cut glass and mirrors. Three, quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. Four, free mobile service. Five, window screen repair or replacement. And six, endless colors and styles for your perfect custom shower door. Proud to support Chippewa Falls Sports. Post Glass and Mirror, your glass experts. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Lady Max Post Game, this is the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. McDonald wins their 19th of the year, 76-45 here over Aliva Strum. McDonald, of course, already played their conference schedule, so finished 12-2 in WCC play, but 19-3 on the year. And Saturday in the Cloverbelt crossover against Spencer will have a chance to get win number 20 on the season. On the other side, the Aliva Strum Lady Cardinals fall to 9-11 on the year, and 8-5 as they finish fourth in the large Dairyland. Of course, non-conference for both teams, but a great matchup here tonight. And just hearing actually Michelle Dietz won one of the baskets here tonight. Again, just a cool scene here. This benefit for the Gierke family. If you're not able to attend or maybe listening to this later on the podcast and weren't able to give tonight, Jody Gierke, father of three Aliva Strum students, was struck by a vehicle and a lot of medical complications, including an amputation. And so just a lot going on here tonight at Aliva Strum to benefit that family. Also issues with a storm and roof damage. So a lot going on. So again, Gierke, G-E-H-R-K-E, G-E-H-R-K-E. Check it out on GoFundMe again. You don't have to be here tonight. You can certainly, if you're listening on the radio or listening to the podcast later, can absolutely find that on GoFundMe and help out this family. This is what communities do, is help one another out. So again, the Gierke family, Jody, father to three Aliva Strum students. And did you just win one as well, too?
I did. I won a blanket and a hat or something.
All right. Fantastic. So, again, we just want to make sure we encourage everyone possible to keep on supporting this family. A long road of recovery ahead, but thank you to all the people. And just hats off to Aliva Strum tonight. This girls basketball team, I believe, was a driving force behind this event here tonight. And everything from all these beautiful basket raffles to the baked potato bar to the Miracle Minute. I mean, this it takes a community, an army of a community to do something
like
this.
It really does. And what a, like I said earlier, what a fantastic effort by the Aliva Strum community here. And, you know, they did a lot of things going on with the Miracle Minute, and people were just digging in their wallets, and Caleb and I donated, and so we got in on that, and so it was nice, and it's just a tragic event, and they're going to have a long haul, so it'll, you know, we need to keep on supporting them.
Absolutely. We'll step out for 60 seconds here and be back to give you your leading scores, and we'll see if we can talk with head coach Don Cooper in a minute as well. Back in 60 seconds here on the Post Glass Postgame Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
My name is Tracy Smiski, and I am the market president of Northwestern Bank for the Eau Claire area. Northwestern Bank has done a really good job of selecting people that work very well together and create a team atmosphere that comes through in everything that we do. And building stronger communities where people matter is our mission, and I believe that our employees live that.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Current job falling just a bit short. Score a great new career with Mason Companies. Mason Companies is now hiring distribution center team members and customer service representatives. If your career feels like it's sitting on the bench, get back in the game. With Mason Companies, apply online at masoncompaniesinc.com or stop in with open interviews every Thursday from 2 to 5 p.m. at the Mason Companies corporate office, 1251 First Avenue, Chippewa Falls.
This is the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. We'll get you your leading scores in just a moment, and also we'll see if we can catch up with head coach Don Cooper. Again, there's a lot going on here tonight, and I'm trying to figure out exactly what it is they're doing now.
This is the pie and the... you could vote by whatever, donating, and then whoever has the most, you can put a pie in the coach's face, a teacher's face, a player's face, something like that.
And again, if you want to check this out, it looks like Nick Tabbert from WQOW is here as well too, so there should be some great video of this as well. Again, a lot of creativity, a lot of fun to help the family need here tonight.
Coach Cooper's taking his time. Maybe he was on the list.
Yeah, could be. Well, again, your thoughts here on this game, and this is a game where Aliva Strum very motivated here tonight, and again a lot of emotion here, and they came out firing from beyond the three-point arc and hit five threes early in the first half and jumped out on McDonald almost by double digits. And so to see the Lady Macs maintain their composure, I think, is one of the biggest factors in this win here tonight, is they knew how good they were, and knew that maybe they had an opponent that was a little overmatched here tonight. And so, again, they just played their game and waited for their offense to come.
Yeah, and I think, you know, again, Aliva started off really, really hot. And, again, I think we just wore them down. We're good at that. We're good at wearing teams down with our depth on our bench. And, you know, our girls are in pretty good shape. And Emily Cooper just goes and goes and goes and steals and runs down the floor, and Lauren Dietz is the same way. She's the first one down the floor. That's why she gets a lot of easy layups from some good passes from her teammates.
Well, again, we'll see if we can catch up with head coach Don Cooper in a moment, but let's look at your leading scores from both sides right now. Eight different players scored for McDonald and six scored for Aliva Strum. Paige Hanner had a game high, not just a team high, but a game high 17 points as the senior. Coach Cooper called her the best three-point shooter in Division 5 this year, shooting 41%. She probably upped that tally a bit here tonight as she had five made threes and 17 points. 13 from Jaden Bouch, a great game for the junior, but 5 points below her season average. Nine from Maddie Bertrang, all from beyond the arc. Two apiece for Annika Skaug, Madison Schultz, and Grace Clark. As head coach Don Cooper will join us, and we'll continue with the stat line in a moment. Coach, we were just talking about the fact that this Aliva Strum, and obviously a lot of emotions. Wonderful to see the community, the way they've come together to help the Gehrke family here tonight, and maybe that playing into a hot start as you played a very motivated Lady Cardinals team. They shot the lights out to start the game. You mentioned how great of a shooter Paige Hanner is, and we saw that. What were you most proud of with the way your team withstood that barrage and maintained their composure and just slowly but surely took control of this game?
I was proud of the girls because, again, they all dug in deep and they just said, listen, we just got to play better. And just one possession at a time, they played better. And, again, Aliva Strum was pumped up. They were fired up. They were shooting. They were executing and handling our pressure really good. And we just challenged ourselves to get better on every possession defensively, and the girls did a great job.
Coach, we saw, just incredible balance offensively, not just four players in double figures, but four players in the teens here tonight. Lauren Dees having a quieter first half and then exploding in the second half. But maybe someone who really caught our eye here tonight was Aubrey Dorn.
Absolutely.
Just incredible.
I thought two of the sophomores did a really good job, Aubrey Dorn and Katie Ruff.
Yes.
Katie Ruff came in and gave us the minutes that we needed because we were in foul trouble. And it's just good to have that experience and get on the floor and make it count. So the girls did a great job.
And again, a week from tomorrow when it's win or go home. And you never know, every team's going to be gunning for this McDonald number one seed. And so you need to know that you can go to your bench with confidence.
Yes, absolutely. And that's what showed tonight most of all, because of the bench and because they executed and they dug themselves out of a hole.
Well, Coach, another impressive performance, win number 19. We'll see you on Saturday, hopefully talking about win number 20 there, but enjoy the practices in between as you get ready for the postseason.
Well, I'm giving them all a day off tomorrow.
They deserve it.
Thank you,
Head Coach Don Cooper. We'll step out for 2 minutes, our final break here on the Post Glass postgame show, brought to you by Post Glass in Mirror and Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial home and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. We'll get your McDonald leading scores and your second half highlights as well. That's all ahead in 2 minutes here on WOGO Sports. McDonald wins at 76-45 from Aliva Strum.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Love 3-day weekends? How about working 36 hours but getting paid for 40? It's not too good to be true. It's Wasota Tool in Chippewa Falls. Wasota Tool has openings for third shift CNC machinists with a 4-day work week. Starting wages are $58,000 or more with full benefits, 401k, and profit sharing. And you'll get 3-day weekends to actually enjoy what you make. If you have machining experience or are currently in school, learn more and apply at wasotatool.com.
Online education is nothing new at Lakeland University. We've been leading the way for over 25 years. We call this learning opportunity Blend Ed, on-site or online. You'll call it the most flexible and convenient way to earn a degree your way. Trust the leader in online learning. Attend classes in real time, virtually from anywhere. Blend Ed at Lakeland University, your only an internet connection away. To learn more, visit lakeland.edu/get started.
Welcome back to the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. And again, just a lot of fun, a lot of smiles here, as I think you figured out accurately. So with the pie in the face, what we've got here is that folks were able to bid on pies, and the highest bidder got the whipped cream pie and got to choose who they pied in the face. So a lot of members of the girls' basketball team and the coaches, and there's hardly anyone over there, as they've spread sheeting out on the court, hardly anyone who doesn't have whipped cream in their nostrils and their eyes.
Yeah, there's quite a party going on there. Not really pies, it's just kind of a bunch of ready whip on a plate, and you just smear it all over them, and it's a mess over there right now.
Some of them were smart to wear the garbage bags, and it seems like everybody over there wearing the team gear key.
Coaches here.
Yeah, so...
Coach is looking good.
A lot of fun. Well, let's look at your second half, or your game scores for McDonald. Again, we've given you the leading scores for Aliva Strum, including Paige Hanner, who hit 5 threes and a game-high 17. But how about this scoring breakdown for McDonald's? 8 different players scored. 16 for Lauren Deeds, 16 for Emily Cooper, 14 for Aubrey Dorn, and 13 for Marley Hughes. 4 players not only in doubles, but in the teens. Also 6 for Abby Petronovich, 5 for Destiny Boffman, 4 for Sydney Flanagan, including a 3 that you'll hear in a moment with our highlights, and 2 for Lanise Boffman. Let's hear those second half highlights here in the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Strips away, and she will, as Marley Hughes goes to the deck to pull it away from Jaden Bouch. Push ahead, Lauren Dietz. Dietz, right baseline, back out, Destiny Boffman. Boffman to Emily Cooper. Cooper for 3, left all alone, left side, nothing but net.
That was a long 3.
Emily Cooper with 12, tied for... And they will give it back to Aliva Strum. Inbounds from Clark to Bertrang. Bertrang finds Bouch in the paint. Bouch has it swatted away from her, Aubrey Dorn. Push ahead, Lauren Dietz. Dietz layup ahead of the pack and scores. The heave to Dietz from Emily Cooper. Saved, but right back to Aliva Strum. Good effort there by Aubrey Dorn. Schultz on the push. Schultz drops a nice bounce pass along the baseline. Segerstrom too strong. Rebound, pulled down. McDonald. Marley Hughes, long push ahead. Lauren Dietz got by everybody and scores.
And one.
And the foul. Well, that was a pass from half court for Marley Hughes. And to burn some seconds off here on this possession. Callie Goulet just inside the arc, left wing. Works to Cooper. Cooper to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn, long cross-court skip. Destiny Boffman, open look at a 3. Book.
Nice.
Destiny Boffman, good to see her hit one, as they weren't falling against Kadat, but we know she's a... For Grace Clark. Clark finds Schultz along the left block. Baseline to Hanner. And stolen away up top. Destiny. Aubrey Dorn took it away, and Destiny Boffman ends up with it. Back to Petronovich. She'll pull up from 10 feet. Goes glass and good. Abby Petronovich with 6 all in the second half. Petronovich and Aubrey Dorn, the bigs, doing... work on both ends.
Yes.
Active hands in the passing lanes. Up top, Emily Cooper steps in front of another pass, knocks it to herself. Down the lane, layup with the right hand is good.
That was too easy.
Here for Emily Cooper, and it rims out, so she'll play a little bit longer. Hanner with the rebound. Maddie Bertrang, and Bertrang has her pocket just picked at midcourt. Down the lane, layup good, timeout taken. Emily Cooper with the pick and the layup, and McDonald will call timeout with 3:40. Hanner whips it into the right corner. Long cross-court skip. Back to Bertrang. Bertrang matched up against Geisler. Up top, Hanner, the senior. Hanner drops a bounce pass, stolen by Emma Stelter. Stelter push ahead to Lanise Boffman. Boffman has a one-on-one down the left side of the lane, pulls up, moves glass, and good. Lanise Boffman. The kiss off the window.
Her first points probably of the year.
I do believe so. By Maddie Geisler. Sydney Flanagan waits for Lanise Boffman to get back up, as Lanise makes the most of her minutes. She's hit the deck at least 3 times. Cali Goulet up top with 90 seconds to play. Sidney Flanagan spots up for three. Left side.
Oh, my goodness.
Sidney, the senior, with the splash.
Nothing but net.
And those are your second half highlights as McDonald wins by 31 here tonight. And again, one final time, if you're tuning in, just encouraging you to go find the GoFundMe for the Gehrke family, G-E-H-R-K-E, the Gehrke family, as there's so many people pitching in here to do all the cleanup right now from the pie in the face contest that we just saw. But everything that goes on, it's what you love about Wisconsin, about small towns, about communities. Again, this isn't a huge high school, but what they put on here tonight is so impressive. And you know so many parents and staff and the students teamed up to put on this benefit here tonight. And so much more important than any result of a basketball game.
Oh, exactly. I mean, you know, you got a family of three kids, I believe you said. And
yeah.
You know, it's tragic, and again, it's not done. You know, I mean, when you have such a severe traumatic injury as Mr. Gehrke, how do you say that?
Gehrke, I believe.
Yeah, it's just tragic. And then to top that off, they had some damage done with the storm and, you know, when it rains and pours. But then when that happens, there's a lot of people that are throwing some sunshine on it. So that's... hats off to this community.
Again, a great opportunity to give back. And so glad to have been able to witness it here tonight and witness McDonald moving to 19-3 on the season. Our thanks to Zach Wycheck back at the WOGO studios in Halley, keeping things running smoothly. Podcast of this one available later on tonight at WOGO.com. And join us tomorrow night, Chi High Playoff Hockey. Greg Stewart, Chase Hoople with you. That starts at 6:40 p.m. on 103.1 FM and WOGO.com. Cards TV as well, as the Chi High boys got the 6th seed, and they will face off against Ashland Co-op, the 11th seed. If they win, they'll move on to Thursday night. On Thursday night right now, we'll have Chi High boys basketball against Eau Claire Memorial. Mark Halverson with your call. The start time of that one depends. We'll join it in progress if Chi High hockey wins on Tuesday night and moves on to face the 3-seed Eau Claire North. Next time we'll see the McDonald boys will be on the 21st of February against Eau Claire Emanuel Lutheran, home game there. Next time we'll see the McDonald girls this Saturday. Note the earlier start time, 5:40 p.m. pregame from Osseo Fairchild, second place Cloverbelt crossover game, as the Lady Macs will take on Spencer, looking for win number 20 on the season. For Mark Maloney, I'm Caleb Swenson, saying good night from Oliva Strum High School in beautiful Oliva, Wisconsin. Your final score: the McDonald Lady Max 76, the Oliva Strum Lady Cardinals 45. This has been McDonald Lady Max Basketball, a presentation of WOGO Sports.
McDonald Max Basketball on WOGO has been brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Choice and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, AMPI, Northwestern Bank, Schleppenbach Janitorial, Stelter Incorporated, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Thanks for listening to Max Basketball on WOGO. We now join our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.
WOGO, your sports station.